manifests, waybills, packing lists, and dangerous goods declaration. Here we discuss shipping manifests, waybills, packing lists, and dangerous goods documentation. Manifests. A manifest, shipment manifest, cargo manifest, is a document that lists each stop and consignee in a multi-stop shipment in a single vehicle or vessel. For ocean shipping, a manifest is called a freight manifest. Manifests are prepared by the carrier, shipping company, or aircraft operator, not the exporter. Each shipment for a different stop or consignee requires its own bill of lading, so in addition to listing each bill of lading, the manifest also lists the case count or other unit information as well as the weight of the shipment. A bill of lading counts as a manifest for single-stop shipments. A manifest describes the total contents of the load without needing to go through each of the bills of lading, which is useful for customs declarations. Freight manifests are useful for collecting sea freights payable at the destination and for calculating commissions. Countries also use them to check that the list of destination countries on the manifest does not stop at locations that are under embargo by that government. Manifests are also used for security screening, and many countries require advance manifest information to be provided electronically 24 hours before containerized freight is loaded aboard a container ship or between 1 and 4 hours before arrival if on road, rail, or air modalities. In the U.S., this is addressed by the Advance Cargo Manifest Declaration Rule. In the EU, this program is called the Entry Summary Declaration. China and Canada have similar requirements. Waybills. Like a bill of lading, a waybill is a receipt and evidence of a contract of carriage. A waybill is not a document of title, unlike a bill of lading. The waybill only serves as evidence that the consignee has contracted with the shipper to carry the goods to an identified destination. It is merely a transport receipt and is non-negotiable. The advantage of a waybill is that there is no need to transmit paper documentation to the point of destination to secure delivery, because delivery is made automatically and only to the named consignee. The purpose of having a waybill is to expedite the process of discharging the goods once they have been ferried to their final destinations. Most times, the official bill of lading will not reach the captain, agent, or owner of the vessel in such a manner as to allow for a timely discharge of the cargo. A waybill normally contains a list of the items included in the cargo by the shipper, the condition of the cargo, and the name of the consignee. The shipper will endorse the waybill after acknowledging that the information provided on it is correct. A waybill is often used when the recipient of the cargo is known, for example, with related companies. Cargo will not be sold or traded during transport. A negotiable transport document is not needed or required under a letter of credit. For example, payment was made in advance. In comparison, a bill of lading is required when the goods are being sold or traded in transit. The laws or regulations of a country require a bill of lading. The letter of credit terms require that a negotiable title document be used. Types of waybills include the following. The air waybill, AWB, or air consignment note, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a bill of lading for transporting domestic or international freight by air. It specifies the destination and terms of trade agreed upon by the shipper and transportation organization. An example of an AWB is shown in Exhibit 7-16. Exhibit 7-16, Air Waybill, AWB. A sea waybill fulfills most of the functions of an ocean bill of lading as it is a contract of carriage, but it is issued as a cargo receipt only and is not needed for cargo delivery. A sea waybill is non-negotiable and has a named receiver. A road waybill, sometimes called a standard truckload bill of lading, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a shipping document used to control shipments of goods for road transport. The document travels with the shipment and serves as a receipt for goods and evidence of the contract of carriage. A railway bill is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a freight document that indicates goods have been received for shipment by rail. The shipper receives a copy as a receipt for acceptance. Packing lists. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a packing list, also called a delivery note, is a list showing merchandise is packed. A copy of this list is sent to the consignee to help verify the shipment. It often is used as part of order picking and processing. The packing list also shows the number of boxes or containers. Sometimes shippers combine the packing list and the invoice into a single document. Packing lists are one of the documents used in the freeway match of purchase order, supplier's invoice, and packing list. This match is done as a check and balance prior to authorizing payment for inventory received. Note that while the generic description freight of all kinds, FAK, used to be acceptable, it is now necessary to list out all items in the shipment in detail. Dangerous goods declaration. Dangerous goods declarations are required to accompany all shipments containing dangerous goods, hazmat, other required documents such as safety data sheets, SDS, or a manifest can be sent electronically. International standards for dangerous goods documentation are addressed elsewhere. When shipping dangerous goods, it is vital to either have someone on staff who is certified or contract with an organization who has such staff when arranging the shipment, documentation, packing, and labeling for dangerous goods. This role will ensure the goods are in compliance and the correct forms get filled out. There are an extensive number of regulations that must be followed, and despite standardization, there are still differences among countries in many areas.